Good evening, Dr. Schneider, getting a 12-lead EKG on Lynette Watson. On 12-6-23, Mrs. Watson performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. Q waves are normal, period of paragraph compression, normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Baum, BOHM. This goes to Dr. Price. On 12-6-23, Mr. Baum performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was improved effort, but no improvement in flow rates, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-12-23, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ben Nieto, N-I-E-T-O. This goes to Dr. Badocki. On 12-6-23, Mr. Nieto performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And as a severe impairment in flow rates period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was marked improvement, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of reduction of forced vital capacity without significant airways obstruction, period of paragraph impression, moderate restriction with a component of reversible airways obstruction versus improved effort, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-13-23, there has been improvement, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dorothy Dilworth. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 12-6-23, Mrs. Dilworth performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. The moderate impairment in flow rates period, there was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 6-11-6-1-23. There's been no significant change, period of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Mitchell. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 12-6-23, Mr. Mitchell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-19-23, there's been no significant change period of paragraph compression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Welton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 12-6-23, Mr. Hatcher performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-15-23, is a minimal progression of airways obstruction, period of paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing minimal progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Dale Milliken. This goes to the VA. On 12-6-23, Mr. Milliken performed the six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. Patient achieved 319 meters, period. He was complaining of knee pain, period. At the end of the study, saturation was 90%, period. No paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in same patient, Dale Milliken. This goes to the VA. On 12-6-23, Mr. Milliken performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-3-23, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression. moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Gregson. This goes to Dr. Wood. On 12-6-23, Mr. Gregson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study date of 6-15-23, there's been no significant change, period. Neupagraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Thank you.